Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Ethan. You can't copy me.
I watched the first half of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
You sound like John Waters taking a drag off the cigarette. I also watched the second half of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
And this is the other half. Rom-com month. Hey, it's kind of crazy that we did a month for like rom-com movies, and a guy is in both of the movies so far.
Yeah,
you totally noticed him, right? He's kind of a major character in this movie.
Mr. Bean,
yes, that's right. Rowan Atkinson is in both movies. I'll tell you all about it when it comes up. But what do you think about this little movie?
You know what?
It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But I did not like the main character.
Really? I actually quite liked him.
Yeah?
I actually was very surprised.
You related to him?
No. But he was very charming in like an innocent way, in a way that I... Like, he was just a nervous guy, which I like.
Sure.
You know what this thing, the thing that I was surprised by this movie is this movie could have easily been a St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah. Easily with a bunch of like friends getting together and being awful. Yeah.
But honestly,
everyone's this pretty charming.
Pretty chill.
Yeah, I agree. I like the friend group. I like the two gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from The Mummy.
Who looks exactly the same and speaks completely different.
And
the other guy. Is that?
And then you've
what?
Also got.
Hold on. I didn't recognize who he was. Hold on.
Why don't you look him up and tell me, buddy? This is so fun to watch Ethan realize who a character actor is.
Simon Cowell?
Not Simon Cowell!
I don't remember what the character's name is.
I don't know what
it's Gareth, right?
Gareth, yeah, Gareth.
That's Simon Cowell.
No, it is not Simon Cowell.
Well, Google's lying to me.
Yeah, Google is lying. Google AI is lying to you.
And not Google AI, it's the Google pop-out thing that has all the characters on it.
Well, here, let me just pull this up really quick for you. So I'm going to pull up Shakespeare in Love, and I'm going to go to the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to... What was the name of the guy that ran the police station?
Oh, fuck if I know, man. That was last week.
Tilney. Simon Cowell.
That's Simon Cowell.
Oh, okay. But that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I barely saw him in my half. I saw him fucking a guy.
Are you serious?
Or fucking a lady. No, in my half for this movie? Yeah. Oh, he's in my half.
Oh, okay.
No, I was talking about the last movie.
Oh, okay. So you barely saw him in that. The last movie.
He definitely made a bigger impression in this movie.
He's one of my favorite characters in the movie. Him and the gay couple are my favorite characters. What's her name? Scarlett is cool.
Scarlett's cool. I like Tom. He's a little goofy guy.
I hated Tom.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like Tom at all. He's like that rich weirdo, and it's like
he's rich. I know he's
rich. Like chewing all the furniture and everything. And he's
chewing
in.
Furniture.
Yeah, it's a term for people who like overact in movies.
Oh, okay.
He's a little goofy. But yeah, I liked all the like internal like.
Okay, chewing the furniture is like chewing the scenery.
It's chewing the scenery,
but it's the furniture. I was just literally picturing this character like chewing on like chairs and stuff.
I don't know. I feel like he overacted, but other than that, I like the friend group. Yeah, they all. It felt like, because we didn't get like a whole bunch of backstory in my half of the movie. It's because the thing I kind of dug about this movie, it literally takes place over the course of four weddings, and I'm assuming a funeral at the end of the movie. And the question is, who's going to die? The
question is that, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is going to die?
This is the real question of it all.
So you never know.
I don't know.
I'm going to try to keep it a secret.
I think it's going to, I think I know who it is, but I'm going to.
Say your prediction. I don't know.
It's not part of the friend group. I don't think anybody in the friend group is going to die. I think it's going to be this one guy who hits on Carrie at one point. He's like a really bad, like gross dude. That's my guess.
Hamish? Uh-huh.
Yeah, is that his name?
Maybe. I don't know. Is he a Scottish guy?
He's like a big brute.
He's kind of older.
He's no, that's the guy that she's marrying.
Okay, so that's already happening.
Yeah, that's already happening. Gay couple. Tom invites. I'm looking through my thing. I'll get to it eventually.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so but yeah, I like the friend group. It kind of reminded me also of like The Big Chill. People have heard about The Big.
You told me about that movie. I shouldn't watch that still.
So good. But yeah, it's similar. Like these actors felt like they like had grown up with each other. Which is really nice. I sort of like look at everyone here and I feel like I know everyone. Fiona's a really cool character.
Okay.
Yeah. She's Tom's sister. She wears crazy hats.
Yes. Fiona. Fifi.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy hats.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie's cool too, I suppose.
Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell. Yeah, exactly. The American.
From Groundhog Day.
From Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. And she's also the mom of the lady from The Substance.
Yes. Yeah. Margaret Qualley.
Margaret Qualley.
With a completely different name for unknown reasons.
I think it's because she took her dad's
probably.
Name.
And also get that nepotism
yeah,
off of
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Nobody think that I got in the industry myself. But yeah, do you want me to tell you how the movie opens?
Yeah, I do. That's part of the podcast, Mike.
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to talk more about the other
skip
parts
it?
Of the
movie. Let me just skip it. Okay, let's go to my half.
How have you been doing? Yeah, tell me a bit about how
no,
the movie
No, tell me how the movie is.
Were you at all confused during this? Because this is a lot of like internal like
honestly
know.
No,
really,
it was surprisingly easy to get into because it took me a little bit to clock the gay couple because they just kind of were hanging out. They weren't really in my house for
just
a bit.
Like friends. Yeah,
yeah.
But Jonathan or Matthew is so in love.
Jonathan from The Mummy.
From The Mummy.
Yes.
Matthew
yes.
is so in love with his partner. It's kind of adorable. I love these two. Mm. I'm worried that Gareth, mm-hmm. the guy with the beard, I'm worried that he's a little too much. So maybe Matthew feels like he's being sidelined by Gareth a little bit and they might break up at some point. But I want them I want them to be together. I think that they're adorable. And I also see a lot of myself in Gareth. So I sort of... He's a big guy, the big laugh.
Makes a lot of noise.
He makes a lot of noise, mm-hmm. and he's a goofball. And yeah. I'm like, I like Gareth.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in my half of the movie. I don't know if he turns into a bad guy in the second half. But if he ends up fucking a lady and breaking Matthew's heart. But yeah, I enjoyed them. But I'm surprised you weren't that confused because I was worried because the first half of the movie is two of the weddings. So we're already getting so much backstory about who these friends are and how they intertwine. So
it's like, yeah. I'm sure having that stuff in the beginning would make it like some of the scenes a little more impactful.
Yeah.
But I kind of got the gist of it. I mean, it's not, you kind of can tell everyone's relationships with everyone is pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah.
And then just, it was kind of mostly figuring out like, Charlie and, Carrie's relationship.
Yes.
Charlie is Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Charles. Yeah, their relationship is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Carrie seems like a very weird character.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's American, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, American's weird.
So let me tell you a bit about how the movie opens. We see everyone waking up, preparing for the wedding, mm-hmm. and Hugh Grant ends up sleeping in accidentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he loves being late.
He doesn't like being late, he's just always late.
No, he loves it. Secretly, he loves it.
I don't think he does. It stresses him
just
out.
Just like when I show up late to this podcast recording, I secretly
oh,
love
my
it.
God. Ethan messaged me today, and he's like, oh, I'm going to be like half an hour late. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, bro.
I secretly like it. I want to keep pushing it.
Oh, yeah. You have been showing up later and later. Mm-hmm. That's true. No, I don't care. Hugh Grant sleeps in accidentally, and him and his redhead roommate, Scarlett, drive in rushing through traffic. Yeah, the roommates.
Got it.
What, did you think that they were anything more?
No.
Okay. They arrive just as the bride does. And this is the wedding of Angus and Laura. And Hugh Grant, or I don't think I knew his name at this point, Charles.
Charles.
Is Angus's best man. Mm-hmm. And he apologizes for his incredible lateness. But then he starts to worry because he forgot the rings.
Because
he was late.
Okay, I can see why you don't like this guy. He's kind of incompetent.
It gets worse. Mm. It gets a lot worse, by the way. But you'll have to see. Scarlett calls the bride lovely. But then everyone's like, what's her name? Not everyone. Fiona. Fiona's like, she looks like a big meringue because her like dress is like crazy.
Addie kept saying meringue stuff later.
There you
and
go.
I was like, what does that mean?
Addie McDowell is wearing literally the biggest hat I've ever seen in the world.
Is she part of the party?
No, or? She's just there. She's just attending Carrie. As I said earlier, Charles has forgotten the rings. And so he asks his friends for help and they scramble for rings.
just find like random rings.
Yeah. They're like, just find random rings and give them to Charles. So then, during the wedding, instead of normal rings, the bride has a candy ring and the groom has a skull ring with wings.
And they're just
it.
Cool with that.
What are they going to do? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what are they going to do is one thing, but are they cool with it?
I mean, they don't seem to bring it up afterwards.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it is.
Unrealistic.
Then we see the gay couple, which I wrote down, cute as hell. One guy with the beard from Ace Ventura and Jonathan from The Mummy.
Yep.
And also,
he looks exactly the same. I feel like it was shot at the same time.
I don't think it was shot at the same time. I think it's probably shot like 5 years after. Because really? I think this is like early millennia, or not early millennia, like mid-90s. And then I want to say that The Mummy came out in like 2001.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is 1994. Wow.
Yeah.
He looks the same.
He's, well, you know, he's well, he hadn't seen The Mummy yet, you know. And then once he sees The Mummy,
he starts
ages.
Aging.
He starts to age.
Yeah, that's true. Mummy's curse.
I like that guy. I like that guy.
Wish I knew his name.
Yeah, whatever. I don't like him that much. Charles brings a drink to Carrie. John arrives and shoots the scenery around them. John? No, John's another guy. So
John Hannah is the actor's name.
John Hannah! Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, man. He's Scottish, right?
I think, actually, maybe.
Is he Irish?
I don't know. I didn't click on his Wikipedia. I clicked on his IMDb. My bad. Okay. It says English actor. So, no. I'm looking at Simon Cowell again. Sorry, my bad. I can't stop thinking about Simon Cowell. Yeah. I got to get on that John Hannah train. Sorry.
Get on that John Hannah train. Choo choo choo
choo choo choo choo. Right to that Mummy sequel.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so Charles brings a drink to Carrie. A guy named John arrives and starts to chew the scenery around them. Charles asks John how his girlfriend is, and John's like, "Oh, I'm not
He's Scottish.
I knew it." So John's like, "I'm not with my girlfriend anymore." And Charles is like, "Oh, that's good, because she was cheating on you."
Oh.
And then he's like, "Well, she's my wife now."
Hmm.
And then Charles is like, oh my God, I'm so British. I'm so sorry. And Carrie's like, "I got to get out of here. It's too awkward." So already I'm like, this Charles guy, he's not great at social interactions, but I've put my foot in my mouth before. Sure. You know, I can relate to the guy. We see Fiona. She meets Gerald, who is Mr. Bean, who's training to be a priest. He's not a priest yet.
Yeah.
Comes into play later. She flirts with him to embarrass him. She says she has a brother named Tom.
Yeah.
Charles's brother is named David. He's deaf.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's adorable.
I like him.
I like him a lot, and I like the lady that likes him.
You know, he doesn't speak, or he doesn't use American Sign Language.
What does he use?
British Sign Language.
Obviously. It was funny because at one point they are doing sign language. I don't know like a ton of it, but I know enough, and because I like learned it in high school and no middle school, and I was like, I don't think that they're signing right. And now that you mentioned, I'm like, oh wait, I probably only know American Sign Language.
That's really dumb that there's two different ones. I'm gonna be honest, why don't they just unify it?
Wow.
English Sign Language. Wow. Just do that.
If deaf people are listening to this right now, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, you could talk shit about a whole group of people because we don't do transcripts.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, that
feels
bad.
They don't know. They'll never know.
Maybe I should.
Honestly, it's for the best that they don't hear this.
Yeah, you know, they're probably the only lucky audience members that don't have to hear this garbage. So I get it.
So Scarlett shouldn't drink too much because she gets really flirty. She says this. I don't know if this comes into play later.
No, but very relatable character.
Charles is sat next to some old guy who is losing his mind. Mm-hmm. Charles is like, "Hi, I'm Charles." And he's like, "You're not Charles." And he's like, "Yes, I am."
Oh, that character comes back into play and has like a little
bit
later. Barely.
Okay, great. and then Charles does his best man speech. Now, I've been to a couple weddings. I've done a best man speech.
You've done a wedding too.
I've had a wedding myself and had a best man speech. This is literally one of the worst best man speeches I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
So he goes up, and at first he's like, "So this is actually my second best man experience. The first best man experience, well, you know, they wound up getting a divorce because you know, they wound up cheating on each other."
Boo.
It's awful. It's awful.
Boo.
He's just talking about that over and over, and everyone's laughing. And then he's like, "Oh, enough about that. Let me tell you this one other thing. I could never get married. I'm not sure if it's in the cards for me. Anyway, let me tell you more about Angus and that sheep that he had sex with that one time." And that is the end of his speech. So, like,
This is very much the roasting part of, like, where it's just like, "I'm going to roast the groom. That's it."
But I'm like, that's not fun. Like, everyone wants to celebrate.
Back in 1994.
I know that was a big thing.
It was awesome.
But it was like half this, and everyone comes up to me and was like, "Wow, that was such a good speech." And like, half the speech was talking about how the last wedding you were at, they're divorced now because they've been cheating with each other. And then like a half of that was talking about you and how you're never going to get married. And then the last bit was talking about Angus and how he has sex with sheep. And everyone's like, "That is the best man speech I've ever heard in my life."
Everyone
truly
hates Angus secretly. Maybe they don't like him.
Maybe they don't. Yeah, they all went to his wedding for nothing.
No, they went to get free food, dude.
Yeah, that's true. And dance. Yeah. Free drinks.
Exactly.
So first dance, I wrote down, "Oh my God, it's terrible. They dance to Crocodile Rock, and the dance moves are pure white people dancing."
Hell yeah.
It is embarrassing.
I expect nothing less.
I wrote down yet again, gay couple, Gareth and Matthew. They're adorable. Bernard tries to hit up a desperate woman who I'd later learn is named Lydia. And she's not that desperate, she says. She's like, I've been looking for sex all night and, you know, I can't have
sex
with anybody.
Is that Duck Lips?
Huh?
Is that Duck Lips?
No.
No, okay. I can't remember her name.
And then Bernard is like, hey, you want to have sex with me? And she's like, I'm not that desperate. Okay. And then literally later in the night, they end up having sex together and making out and banging.
Which one's Bernard again?
He's like bald and he's got like a mustache. He kind of looks like Rob Reiner. Does that help you at all?
I mean, I don't think I've seen that guy.
Okay. Well, don't worry. He'll come to play later in my half of the movie.
Okay.
Tom invites Charles and Scarlett to go to his mansion after the wedding. They're originally going to go to a pub that has like rooms in it. And Carrie goes over to Charles and is like, hey, where are you staying? And he's like, well, I was going to go to this pub, but now I'm going to go to my friend, Tom's place. It's a mansion. And, she's just like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go to the pub. And he's like, oh, okay. And then she's like, I really liked your speech. And he's like, oh, thank you. You know, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And then she's like, well, I'll see you later. And he's like, oh, okay, fine. And then she walks away. And then he's just like, oh, you fucking idiot. You should have fucking knew. And I'm like, yeah, you idiot. She was obviously going like, I'm going to the pub. Come
see,
with
for me.
Me,
that's relatable.
I'm just, I don't know, man. This is insane. You did the same thing with that show Love with...
Oh, God. Paul Rust.
With Paul Rust. And I was like, you have the worst sense of like, self-awareness. Like, if you think you
self-esteem.
Relate... Self-esteem, self-awareness, I don't know. You're not like these people. You aren't, at least in my opinion, I guess. I don't know.
I've never flirted with you, Mike.
You've never flirted with
You've
me.
You've never
That's
been like,
true.
Hey, man.
Despite
you want to do a podcast? And I was like, I guess.
Despite what our listeners and the people on Twitch say, you've never flirted with me. But yeah, I'm just, this is insane. Like, she's literally not, she complimented your shitty fucking best man speech, and she's saying where she's going to be.
But everyone complimented his best man speech.
She, huh?
Everyone said it was great.
I guess. I don't
everyone
know.
Everyone said it was great.
It's crazy.
And he's going to go to a cool mansion. That sounds dope.
Man, yeah. Fucking... And he doesn't even invite her to that either. I'm just like, what?
Well, that'd be too forward. You know,
oh, it's way too forward. She's asking where he's staying the night. Like, whatever.
I thought she was just making conversation.
Yeah, I suppose
See,
you're
these
right.
These are all things I would think.
Yeah, exactly.
These are all things I would think.
So on the way to the mansion, Charles is like, hey, I'm actually going to go stay at the pub. And so they kick him out of the car and he walks to the pub and it's late. And somehow Carrie's actually there. And then this guy, George, is there. George is the guy that I think is going to die.
George.
Okay. He used to go to school with... the guy Angus and or whatever he like knew Angus basically. Mm-hmm. And George is just this like awful man. He comes up, he's like comes down looking for Carrie, who is like hiding, and he's just like, the lady's got a nice pair of tits and legs on her, and, like, it was just a gross man.
Okay.
And then before he arrived, Charles ordered two like glasses of whiskey, and then the glasses arrived. And then George is like, oh, whiskey, that sounds great. Give me a whiskey. Give me a bottle and a cigar. So now, originally, Carrie was stuck, like, worrying about, like, getting caught with Charles or with, what's his name? George.
Yeah.
But now Charles is stuck there. And Carrie fucking saves him. Goes like, she tells one of the staff that's working at the pub, like, hey, I am that guy's wife. Tell him to come up to our room. And even gives him the room number and saves him from the, like spending the time with George.
Which guy did she give the number to?
To Charles.
Oh, okay. Some intentions.
Yeah, very much so. So he ends up going up to the room and they talk a little bit and he's just like, thank you very much. And he gets up to the door and he doesn't even have a plan. And I'm like, you didn't walk up the stairs with like a plan as to like thank her or anything like that. So they're talking to each other and she's like, you want to come in? He's like, no, all right. I just rushed in. He's clueless. And then they talk about kissing and then she has to get into it. She like starts kissing him and they kiss and they undress and they make out and they have sex. And the next morning she quietly zips up her luggage because she has to go. She has to go back to America. And then Carrie asks, since they slept together, are they going to get engaged?
Okay.
And Charles is like, oh gosh, I mean, I don't know. And she's like, well, we slept together, so we must. Must have to be
fucking with him.
She is fucking with him. And then he's like, "You're joking." And then they laugh. And cute. Then, pretty funny. So next wedding, Bernard and Lydia, the two people that were at the wedding earlier.
Okay.
Now they're getting married.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So it's 3 months later. Very quick engagement.
That was very quick.
Charles.
Things are different in the 90s.
Bill Clinton
was president.
Bill Clinton was president. He was blowing that sack and someone was blowing him.
Yep.
So Charles and Scarlett have slipped in yet again, and they arrive late yet again. Mr. Bean is now the priest. So because it's 3 months later, he's got enough experience to be the priest. However, this is his very first wedding. So he's very nervous. Scarlett is a bridesmaid this time. The priest says holy goat instead of saying holy ghost.
I mean, you've heard me on this podcast. Sometimes people say that. It happens to the best of us. That priest in training, right? That's Atkinson?
Atkinson, Rowan Atkinson, yeah. The Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
I wrote down the scene isn't that funny.
It's very, the whole movie's very British humor, where it's like, I recognize that's funny. That's it, though. It's sensible chuckle. Humor.
Yes, I can imagine a theater full of British people going like, oh, oh
clever.
What a riot. How so? Indeed.
Meanwhile, shit like hundreds of beavers over here in America.
Losing our minds to hundreds of beavers in America. So Gareth says that he has a theory about marriage. And this part kind of broke my heart a little bit. Gareth is half of the gay couple. And he says, you know, marriage is what happens when you run out of conversation. You end up running out of things to say, and then you end up getting married. And it is the definitive icebreaker. And Matthew's like, well, see, I think it has something to do with true love. And I'm like, maybe this is because, like, gay marriage isn't, like, accepted. So maybe they aren't.
Maybe.
But maybe he's got this cynical view of marriage. I don't know what it was like in Britain, though. Like, I don't know what their policies were back then. But I was like, it would be kind of cute if one of the weddings we went to was like the gay wedding between, like, you know, Gareth and Matthew. But I don't suspect that's going to happen.
I mean, they're perpetual, but everyone's in that group is a perpetual bachelor.
Not them, though. Vibe. They're together forever.
I guess, but they're not married.
They're not married. Charles runs into Carrie yet again. And, but she introduces him to Hamish, her fiance. I wrote down, he looks old and gross.
Yes.
Fiona is sat at a table with an old woman, and Fiona says that she's hopelessly in love with someone, but he has no interest in her, and I'm assuming
why is Carrie
Charles.
With these people? Like, why is she at this wedding?
Who? Carrie?
Yeah.
Because she knew them through the last wedding.
Okay, got it.
It's a big wedding. I don't really know. I had a pretty small wedding, so I wouldn't have invited a friend of a friend.
I know.
Some
people invite people who are like, I don't even know who you are. Like, I met you like three times. You're like, you seem
cool.
Come to my wedding.
I guess people want like presents, but you do have to like pay for
it. You have
to
pay per head. It's like $100 a head at least or something like that. So.
Exactly.
Like gamble if you're trying to like look at that optimal.
Yeah,
path,
it's like, what are they going to
give
me?
Is it
going to be a little bit more than $100?
Yeah. Well, you know, Charles at one point does not give.
No, Charles is well. He's I say he's.
I don't know what he does. What does he do? What's his job?
I honestly have no idea. I don't know what his job
is. They never bring it up.
No,
I don't know. You know, they don't talk about jobs at all in this movie.
Yeah, well, Tom is rich. We know that.
That's it. That's not work.
Yeah. Well, because he talks about work at a wedding. Everyone talks about work at a wedding. If you're at a table with people you don't know. Charles is sat at a table.
It's American mindset.
That's what
know?
It is.
Probably
yeah,
American
maybe
mindset.
British people don't talk about
British
work.
People are like,
only
yeah.
Americans get together and they're like what do you do for a living?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do?
I want to network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get out of my shitty job and go into your shitty job.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pay slightly more.
So Charles is sat at a table. Originally, I thought it was with boring people, but I realized he's around his ex-girlfriends.
All of them.
Four or five of them.
Wow.
So he's a lot of ex-girlfriends. And they're all like, oh my God. You're this girl. He told me about you. He was shitting on you our entire relationship. So I'm like, Charles is a bad guy. Like, he's not only, like, it's not just that he's, like, unlucky in love. He falls in love with somebody or is in a relationship with them and then just shit talks his previous relationship. So all of the girls at the table are like, oh, my God, you're the one that, like, got sick on that vacation. Or like, oh, my God, you're the fat one. Or like, oh, my God, you're this or that or the other thing. It's like, Charles is a bad guy. Like, if you're at a table full of women and they all know about your ex-girlfriends and they all know, like, the really awful, mean things they said about you, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This is where I was like, Charles doesn't seem like a good guy anymore. Tom is doing his best man speech. He calls Bernard his previous girl. Oh, he says his previous girlfriends are dogs. And he's asked many women to marry him. And I'm like, this is a terrible best man speech. And that's coming after the previous one, which was also bad.
Yeah.
Serena introduces herself to David. Serena is David, like I said, is Charles's deaf brother.
Yeah.
Serena is the woman that has been lusting after David since the previous wedding. She's in this one and she's been learning sign language.
that character never comes into play in my head.
Really? Yes. David does not have a girlfriend?
No, I don't recognize the girlfriend at all.
Really?
No. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I thought he was just there. Yeah, that's weird.
So he doesn't have like a... I thought that was going to be one of the weddings.
Nope.
That's nuts.
Maybe that's the whole point of this movie is every time you're like, what's the wedding going to be? What's the next wedding going to be?
Well, I thought maybe the last one was going to be... I know what the next one is, but yeah. I thought the last one was at least going to be like David and... I was hoping it was going to be David and Serena, or if gay marriage was legal, I was hoping it would be Gareth and Matthew. But yeah, it's nuts to me. Charles goes to a room by himself. He's sad. He sees Carrie leave with her fiance in a car, and then suddenly Bernard and Lydia bust into the room. It's dark in the room, and they just start fucking.
Whoa.
And I'm like, okay, this is the other thing. I'm like, I get that you're upset, Charles, but like, if the newlyweds bust into the room, you say something. He just stands there in the dark as they start fucking each other.
He's too awkward. He's not confrontational at all. Right? Like, that's his thing, is he doesn't have... he doesn't have the confrontation gene, or like doesn't want to like bring it up or anything, you know?
I guess. Is this something you relate to? Because
no, that's part I don't relate to. I was going to say, I would probably like, be like, whoa, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. You would be like, no, I don't want this. I'm sorry. I didn't know this was your room. I'm getting out of here.
I'm going to leave. Sorry,
just
guys.
He stands in the dark watching them have sex with each other.
Maybe he's a pervert. Maybe he likes it.
That's what it feels like, honestly. It's what it feels
like. Maybe he's
like,
ooh, I get some tips.
So he didn't sneak out successfully.
So my girlfriends, ex-girlfriends will be mad at me.
he doesn't sneak out successfully, and I just wrote down, I hate this, and they're like, see him as he walks out, and they look dumbfounded, and then he runs into Henrietta. Charles's ex surprises him and wants to talk. She says that she's worried about him because she says that he was never in love with her, and he's never in love with anyone, and she's kind of drunk and he's a little bit sad. And then suddenly Carrie walks up to him and surprises him. Carrie is still around, even though we saw her leave earlier.
Hmm.
Carrie says, well, yeah, my fiance had to do a thing, but I'd like for you to keep me company tonight, and invites him up for a nightcap. And she's like, I can resist you. You're not that cute. Next morning, they wake up in bed together.
Oh, my God.
So Carrie is not a great person.
Ooh, that's a oof.
And 1 month later... Scarlett wakes Charles up with some tea, and in the mail is a wedding or an invite to Carrie's wedding.
Ooh, so you already know who it is.
Yes.
So yeah, he's opening it up. I guess Carrie's gonna get a job at like a fucking sex shop or something.
Carrie?
Not Carrie. Oh my God, Scarlett. Scarlett's gonna get a job at a sex
shop. That doesn't seem in line with Carrie's.
She's
thing.
Like, everything's made of rubber, and I guess that's good for perverts.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's living in a place with perverts. Yeah.
So yeah, Carrie's getting a wedding, gonna get married. There's a wedding registry list and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so Hugh Grant, Charles,
yes,
goes and finds a goes to a place where they register. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Is there anything here that I could buy that's like on the around $50? Because everything there is like $500 on the list."
Oh yeah.
And the lady's like, "Oh yeah, you can buy that pygmy statue over there," which is a very weird thing to ask for.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'll take that for 50. And she's like, you just need to find someone else to pitch in the other 3,950. And I'm like, fuck this person.
Rude thing.
Fuck this person.
Fuck you.
And she's like, oh, well, you could also buy to go bags. You could buy maybe $50 worth of them. So that'd be like 30
Imagine
or something like that.
Buying a to go bag.
It's like tote bags. People buy tote bags all the time. Have you seen the lines at Trader Joe's?
I have seen the
People
lines.
People love
Trader
those
Joe's.
Tote bags. Yeah. Honestly, though,
this
is inside baseball. We recently have been cleaning out our closet. We had a bunch of tote bags. And
they were all Trader Joe's bags?
No. We started tier listing them. We had like four different tiers of our tote bags. Because honestly, some of them suck shit.
Yeah,
some
they're
of
not
are
great.
Really bad.
Like they're going to fall apart and shit?
No, not even that. It's just they're not like the base is not deep. So you can't really put anything in it. They're very thin. So it's like good for maybe a book or two.
Where'd you get some of these tote bags? Like
just collected them over, conventions or some of them. Just collect them over a lifetime. Sometimes you buy something and they're like, oh, here's our free tote bag. You know,
tote bags over a lifetime.
So we threw away a lot or like donated a lot because, you know, people could use them. But they're
I'm
shit.
I was say, we would have taken them.
No, you wouldn't have. These are bad. I wouldn't give these to friends.
Oh, you'd rather give them to strangers in need.
Maybe it works for their lifestyle, but not for my friend's lifestyle. Anyway, tote bags, tier lists.
Yeah.
It's a thing. So
he's going to buy stuff for the wedding.
Yes, but then Carrie appears, and she's like, oh, what's up? Oh, I can't believe you're here. Oh, do you have like a half hour free? And he's like, well, I got to go meet my brother, but yeah, I could delay him. It could be a little late. So she goes up and she starts trying on wedding dresses, and he starts making comments about them.
Wait, she's inviting him to her wedding dress fitting?
I guess.
That's crazy.
She doesn't have any American friends here yet, right? I guess so.
I guess.
So he's all in there. I know. She's dresses all these different dresses. One of them looks like Bo Peep. One of them sexy. And
really feels like my best friend's wedding kind of shit.
I know. And he's like, you shouldn't wear that because nothing's more off-putting than a priest with an enormous erection. Okay.
And Ethan's like, I relate to this guy.
That was a funny joke. Because Ethan's like, I don't know if I should wear this.
Yeah. He's an Oompa Loompa.
Well, they also kept saying, like, she put on an outfit. She's like, not too meringue, right? I'm like, what does that mean?
There you go. There you go.
So then they go grab lunch. And she's like, well, you know, I'm down to settle down because I had a fair run these days. And he's like, well, what's a fair run? She's like, oh, I don't know. Let me count. Then she counts all the people she had sex with.
Whoa.
She's like, first one was great. Second one was a hairy back. And then on number six, on my birthday, I turned 17.
Yikes.
And I was like, second one had a hairy back when you were 17?
Before you were 17.
Yeah. Like, yeah, at 16 year olds, you're fucking got a hairy back?
At least. That's not good. Cool movie. I like the script.
90s were crazy.
Yeah, truly.
So then, like,
couldn't do that today. For the best.
She keeps bringing him up, but he's just really enamored with her. He's not 100% listening. Gets up to 21. It's like 21 had an elephant trunk. 27
elephant
was
trunk.
Crazy.
Like a big dick?
Oh, sorry, not elephant trunk. Elephant tongue.
Oh.
Which Got also it. makes so much more sense, right? Yeah, I guess. 28 was good, she said, and 29 was also good. It was his dad. And I'm just like, what is
Jesus
going on?
Christ. And you think she's trying to, like, disturb him?
Maybe.
Like, not telling the truth? Like, maybe she's
I don't
just
know.
Like...
Maybe she is down. She said she grew up in the country, you know? Americans.
Yeah, that's true. America's just rampant with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're not prudes like those people over in the UK, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't leave because we wanted to be more prudish or anything. Anyway, so, so he's like, oh, my fiance, number 33. He's like, oh, so I came after your fiance? He's like, no, you were 32. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, yeah, that's like not a lot. And then he says, I wish I rung you earlier. You slept with me twice and never rang me at all. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at his phone. He's like, oh, not his phone, his watch. They don't have phones back then. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm late. And so he goes and
get an Apple update on my phone.
Get an Apple update. I got a ping.
Yeah.
He goes and finds his brother who he's waiting for. And his brother signs to him and says, like, you're not my brother anymore. You're just some git I met once. And he's like, hey, look, I was buying her a wedding dress. And he's like, who's she getting married to? And he says, I don't know, some fucking penis. And she can say all this in front of Carrie because they're just signing it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
They didn't know any of it. And he says, oh, that's cool. Well, you slept with her, didn't you? And he's like, yeah. And then his brother says, like, nice breasts. And he does like a motion with like
looks
this.
Like breasts.
And then quickly, Charlie is like, so where are you staying? Scotland? It's pretty. Oh, yeah. He says it's pretty hilly.
Uh-huh.
It is the same motion.
Yeah,
of, like,
to try
breasts.
To get it off.
Yes.
Yeah. And then suddenly Carrie's like, I know sign language, too.
But she only knows American sign language.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She
doesn't
know British sign language. So she's just like, those
there's
are beautiful
no
hills.
Over. Yeah.
No, there's nothing at all. It's completely different, I'm sure. So they're like, all right, well, see you later. She's like, okay, bye. But then he walks with his brother for a little bit. And he's like, ah, fuck, I'm an idiot. And he goes and runs back to her and says, like, look, I haven't had as many. I've only slept with 9 people. But I have to let you know that I think I love you. And
wow.
I just wonder if there's any chance, like, of course not. I can't. And then he just, like, walks away. And she's like, that was very romantic. You're lovely. And then she kisses on the cheek and then leaves. And then 1 month later, they go
to the
their
wedding.
Was that
the funeral?
Yes, that was the funeral, Mike.
The death of a love.
Yeah. He's late again. He gets there at the vows, and she says, I do. And he mutters to himself, a fuck-a-doodle-doo. And I'm like, this Hamish guy looks kind of old.
He's way too old for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they're doing the, like, they're all, like, in a line. The wedding party's, like, talking to everyone and all their guests and, like, shaking their hands. And he goes to Hamish, and he shakes his hand. Like, he just looks away. Hamish does not give a fuck about this guy. And then says, you look lovely. Not a ring in sight to Carrie.
Carrie, yeah.
And Gareth appears, and I'm like, who's this guy? He seems fun. And he's like, it's a Brigadoon, a bloody Brigadoon. And they start
Gareth
dancing.
Rocks,
he's having
bro.
A great time. And then he's like drunk, pouring everyone drinks, and he's talking to the friend group, and he's like, I wish I could go to a wedding for one of you guys. I want to finally go to a wedding for people I actually truly love and care about. Wow. You guys need to go get married. So this time, use this time to go out and get yourself a bride or a husband or whatever. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And this person named Hen, which I believe is in your half. She's in your half a little bit.
Hen?
What
does she look like? What is she? I know this is not.
She looks like a lady with like kind of hair that goes to her chin. It's brown.
Wait, Hen?
She might have a longer name, but that's like the nickname everyone calls her.
Oh, okay.
Fiona calls her Duckface.
Duckface?
Yeah.
That's such a cruel thing. Is Fiona? It's not Fiona.
It's not Fiona. Because okay. Fiona actually, like, she talks, Hen is like pretty, talks some stuff to Charles. It's like, I wasn't that bad, was
oh,
I?
Oh, Henrietta.
Henrietta.
That's Charles's ex. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's the one that met him at the hotel and was like, no one loves you and you don't love anyone.
I got it. Got it. So, but she's like, I got a new brand new boyfriend, and we introduce him to some guy over there. Mm. And then he talks to Fiona, and Fiona's in, or no, she says, like, I never fit in your friend group anyway. Fiona calls me Duckface. She's like, yeah, I've never heard that. And then she leaves, and then Fiona appears and is like, how's Duckface doing?
This is the real friend group type of thing.
Yeah. How's that going? Oh, okay. And then Fiona notices that Charles was looking at Carrie and is like, you love that girl, don't you? You have a thing for her. She's marrying someone else, though. He's like, yeah,
awkward.
You know, well, how's it going, Fifi? Have you found a potential love match? She's like, no, it's not working out for me tonight either. I've been in love with the same bloke for ages.
It's him.
And he's like, who is it? He's like, it's been you, Charlie,
fucking
the whole
it.
Time.
Fucking
and now
it.
He feels bad and he kind of follows her. And she's like, look, forget this business. It's not to be like, it's just clearly we've like known each other for this long. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I wrote, then the guy, Matthew, appears. I'm like, hey, it's the guy from The Mummy. And they're like, where's Gareth? And he's like, oh, he's Gareth is bothering Americans. And you go cut to him, and he's dancing around, having a good time, doing some Scottish stuff. So then Carrie gives a speech and is like, hey, everyone, thanks for flying out. Like, all you Americans, I'm glad you came out. Totally would have been a great excuse not to come, but I appreciate you all flying out. Oh. He says, if my dad were here, he would say, great dress, babe, but why are you wearing the guy in the skirt? Because the other guy's Scottish, so he's wearing a skirt. It's funny. Yeah. And she also says, also, someone told me if things don't work out with Hamish, that they'd be up for it, and I'll keep you posted.
What the fuck? What a weird thing to say at a wedding.
It was funny. It was a joke. It was hilarious. Everyone laughed at it.
What the fuck is going on? This is crazy.
I don't know. So during this time, everyone's cheering it, but then Gareth falls over and does not look good. And they bring him to the other room, and he fucking dies.
What the fuck, Carrie's? What?
He dies in the middle of, not Carrie giving a speech, but Hamish started giving a speech. And he dies, and Hamish says the thing like, oh, is there a racket over there? It's just normal things that us politicians have to deal with. But then they all like go and they look. And what's sad is that Matthew is not near him. He's on the other side, like having a good time, just like listening to the speeches. And they all like, oh my God, and they get a doctor and
this
they check.
This is genuinely heartbreaking to me.
Yeah.
I really liked Gareth.
Exactly. I was like, man, well, you're like, I think the shitty guy is going to die. No, man, that wouldn't be a movie.
That's awful.
That wouldn't be a movie if a shitty guy dies. No one would be sad. No, it's going to be a character that
I
you care about.
Matthew and Gareth fucking live,
they
man.
Can't.
And like,
well,
Mary.
Matthew lives. He's fine. But
dude,
Gareth is not.
That's really sad.
Dude, that's no. Really funeral sad.
Yeah, I wanted it to be somebody funny that dies. Dude, Gareth rocks.
It's over, dude.
Oh,
but
man.
It's very sad because they're like singing the song of he's a jolly good fellow, and Charlie has to walk up to Matthew and let him know while he's singing he's a jolly good fellow and let him know that Gareth died. And then we immediately cut to the funeral.
The funeral.
And Matthew's riding with Gareth's mom.
I am so sad.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's okay, man. It's not your
fault.
This makes
the movie more interesting.
It
than
does.
Just, but yeah, so Charlie sits with Fiona and tries to comfort her.
Princess Fiona,
yeah. Charlie Shrek. Yeah. They're about to do the funeral, like, hey, welcome everyone. Just before I get started with the actual funeral processions, we wanted to ask Gareth's closest friend, Matthew.
That's fucking awful.
And to give a few words about it. So he says some words, and he's like, words about, you know, I asked people what they described Gareth, and the first word was fat, and the second word was terribly rude. But if you got to know him a little bit longer, you knew his hospitality, his joy, how happy he was when he was like joyful, drunkenness was great. And I hope you all remember him as a jolly person and not someone in a box. And
dog.
I know. And he says, what do you remember? And that people ask, like, what do I remember? What am I going to remember about him? And I ran out of words. So I'm going to read a poem from W.H. Auden called Funeral Blues. Basically about how like nothing is good, and like he was my north, south, east, and west, and all the stars could be stuffed out because nothing is gonna be great ever again, sort of thing.
How is John Hanna in this? Is he
like... He's actually really good. He's yeah. he's nailing it. He's yeah. nailing it. I think this is, I was looking at his Wikipedia because I was like, what else has he been in?
He was in
besides this in The Mummy.
And also the first episode of The Last of Us.
Oh yeah, he was for like a second. I forgot about that. I was like, what the fuck? And then I stopped watching the show because I was like, I can't get better than this.
Yeah, exactly. He was also in The Mummy 2 and The Mummy 3.
You're right. He was in The Mummy 2 and The Mummy 3. But it did say he rose to prominence because of this. And he did a really good
He deserved
speech.
It.
He did a
really good speech. Good in this.
Yeah. And
I believed that he was gay.
I believe that he was Scottish.
Yeah.
Turns out he was.
He was. He was a good actor.
So I take that credit away. So Carrie's there, actually, and Charles sees her and is like, hey, sorry, shortest honeymoon in existence, huh? Glad you could come, though. And she's like, no, of course, I had to come. Like, I mean, how fucking guilty would you feel? Someone literally died in
your
wedding.
Wedding.
You
didn't attend,
you didn't
their,
attend
funeral.
Their funeral. But I didn't see Hamish there. Anyway.
He's busy
being a politician.
He's got work or whatever.
And Carrie says, hey, what you said, like, in the street there earlier? It was lovely. I liked it. And she gives him a kiss on the cheek and walks away. And he goes and walks with Tom. So Charlie's walking with Tom, your least favorite character.
Yes.
And he talks about like, hey, you know, I think we're also single. I think
bringing
it's...
that up, like, it's not going to be something that you throw in my face in this scene.
No. I don't know. I really like Tom in this moment. But he did say, our Charles said, like, it's kind of funny how we're all talking about how single we are, but secretly two of us were actually married.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's like, yeah, yeah, man. Like, I hope that when, like, I have kids, like, and if I die early, like, my wife would, like, think the same thing. And Charles, like, I like your confidence, Tom. Like, we're actually going to get married. Like, what if we never find that perfect match? Like, what if it never happens? And Tom's like, I mean, I don't think I expect the same thing you do out of a relationship. Like, you're expecting, like, a thunderbolt. But, like, I hope I just meet someone who doesn't make me who doesn't, isn't feel physically ill when they see me. And I like them, and they're nice to me.
Yeah.
And I pop the question. I settle down. We have some kids. That's it. And Charles says, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe waiting for one true love gets you nowhere. Mm. Then, 10 months later,
another
Charles
wedding.
Is getting married.
To who?
Don't
to
know.
Fiona.
We can't tell. We
Fiona.
Don't know.
No, it'll probably be fucking Carrie.
Yes.
Somehow. Killed Hamish.
Killed Hamish. Yeah. So it feels bad. No. So he wakes up. All these alarms go off. He's actually in bed with Tom because they had like multiple alarms.
So
he's like,
he's marrying Tom.
He's marrying Tom finally. Yeah. No, we can't see him on the wedding day. Come on, that's bad luck. So he's like, oh shit. It's like, yeah, the alarms went off. And Matthew's there and he's like, oh, I'm your best man. This is going to be great. Mm-hmm. But I just want to let you know it's only 45 minutes till you say I do. He's like, 45 minutes. He has to rush.
Oh my God.
And get it all there because, of course, he's late again. And they arrive at the wedding all together. And he runs out and he's panicking and no one else is getting out of the car. And they're just taking photos of him. And they're like, oh, you son of a bitch. You lied to me. They made him arrive super early to his own wedding. They tricked him.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a smart move.
Smart move. And there's a bunch of kids celebrating as this wedding's going on. And they play the freaking child laughing stock music.
Oh, I hate that
sound.
Oh,
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yep. I hate it. I hate it so much.
It was terrible.
It's awful. It terrible. I'm sorry. That's
the number one thing to pull me out of a movie. Is yeah. Wilhelm scream. It's like, you funny it's little fine. Guys. It's you cute. Funny little guys.
That.
Because it plays the whole thing. You hear the beginning of it, and you're waiting for that kid to make that high-pitched laugh. Yes. Yeah. And it's just like.
2025 code 6, 200 North Amsterdam Street. Like, yes, like, yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
That one I don't hear as often.
It doesn't happen as often. I only remember it from the Spider-Man Cartoon Maker, which was an old video game.
Oh, that's why you remember it so much. Yeah. I never played that, but I know it probably had that same stock.
It did have that same stock sound effect. But yes, the sound of kids laughing is like every episode of that the wasn't special 3D school bus.
I think that was also in 3D Movie Maker as well. Had that same sound effect.
Yeah,
which is very funny because I like totally like burned that shit into our brain.
It ruins it for me.
Well, there was only like what, maybe 70 sound effects total in 3D Movie Maker.
But
so you
there's only one sound effect for kids having fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's only one sound.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fifi's toasting to Charles and Duckface. He's getting married to his ex,
Henrietta.
Yeah. They're getting married.
Wow.
And he says, "Oh, I have a message for all of you, my fine friends, from Henrietta." It says, "If you all come close to the house, I'll set the dogs on you." So they're there. He's there early, and he's waiting for the bride. The bride's still getting ready.
Right.
And she is now wearing multiple colors, because I guess she used to wear black all the time, but now she's wearing rainbow. I think, I don't know what the joke is here. I watched this part twice because I didn't quite understand it.
I'll try to explain it if it comes into play for my half.
But I think it was Henrietta's brother was like, "It's kind of weird you guys didn't have a stag night or anything." And he's like, "Yeah, I didn't think it was appropriate in this day and age." And I'm like, are they trying to exclude him? Is that the joke? Or they just straight up didn't have a stag night?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, you know what stag nights are?
Yeah, it's bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah. But that's British.
Oh, yeah, it's British. It's different in British Sign Language, too.
Exactly.
It's like a little stab. Get a little knife out.
Stab
it's night. A stab motion.
Not stag night. It's stab night.
What, I think
night.
Stab night.
I was invited to stab night. Yeah! Get him, get him!
Oh, my God.
Stab night.
Well, because you know the reason I think of stag is it's a deer with
the
horns.
Deer with the horns.
And the horns
so you
can stab.
Horn stabs.
That's
so
how I remember it. No, I revealed too much about myself.
This
my
is
memory,
so funny.
My memory things.
I didn't get invited to stab night. Like, Family Guy cut to a bunch of guys with knives. Like, it's Fight Club.
Yeah, but they're all stabbing
stab
each other.
Night. Yeah.
Anyway, by the way, this whole love scene with Scarlett finds a Texas guy at the last wedding, and he's there again, and they get married, whatever.
Good for them.
Doesn't matter.
Good for them.
And yeah, so Tom is there. Oh, yes. So some guy comes up, some old guy comes up, and is like, they keep asking bride or groom, and this old man comes up, and he's like, "Clearly I'm neither," and then walks away.
That's
I think it's
funny.
That old guy.
I think it's that old same guy.
Yeah.
Old guy.
Let's see. And then Tom meets someone. He's like, "Bride or groom?" And she says, "Bride." And immediately he's like, taken by her. He's like, "Oh," she's like, "Don't. Yeah, we met a long time ago. I'm like your second cousin's daughter or something like that. Like some very far relationship." Like,
and
oh,
you're going to wind up together?
And your family, right? She's like, not really, but okay.
I don't know about this.
Second
this
cousin.
Is some weird British shit.
Second cousin daughter's. Probably not too bad. Listen,
also, the age gap must be a little bit strange, right?
No, they're the same age.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing is, like, when you're that weird of age, it's like, I don't know. I guess it's probably fine.
Oh, okay.
Listen, blood test. Just get a blood test.
Just get a blood test.
Just get a blood test. If that passes, it's good to go.
Yeah.
And Carrie shows up. And Charles.
Of course she does.
And Charles shakes her and says, "You look great." He's like, "How's Hamish?" He's like, "Oh, he's fine, I believe.
We haven't seen each other.
We separated. Turns out,
Charles, what
I
are
should
you doing?
Marry someone three times my age." And this fucking sent a thunderbolt.
Charles.
I know.
No, Charles.
He's like, "Why didn't you call me?" Because she did mention, like, "I would call you if this doesn't work out." And she's like, "I was in a state." And he's like, "Okay, well, good. It's good to see you."
He's going to fuck this all up.
And now he goes up to, he's like, "Give me a second, Matthew. I got to go rest." And he goes and stands by an altar and just says, "I'm sorry, God, for I'm about to save him." He's like, "Bugger, bugger, bugger." And the bride's arrived and the groom's having a crisis.
Yeah.
And Matthew comes up and Charles is like, "What do you think about marriage?" And he's like, "Well, I think it's really good if you love the person with all your heart." And he's just like, "Ah."
Wrong thing to say, Matthew.
And then Charles' brother shows up and signs to him, like, "What's going on? Like, why, like, you're running late now? You were early before, but now you're running late. What's happening?" And he signs, like, "Oh, I saw Carrie. She separated. And I don't know. I'm having feelings or second thoughts." And brother's like, "Well, you got three choices. You can go ahead with it, or you can call it off. Or I don't have a third one, actually. I have to think about one."
I was going to say, what's the third one?
What's the third one? And then the priest shows up and is like, "You ready to face the enemy?" As a joke. And it's just like,
Jesus
wrong
Christ.
Time for that, buddy.
Yeah. Is it Rowan Atkinson?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's just some other guy?
I think it's just some other guy.
Oh, okay.
Which seems weird. Why wouldn't you get married by him? I maybe that, or I didn't recognize him. I didn't see him. Probably. I never see him as a priestly man.
Yeah, that's true.
So then, Duckface is there. She's walking down the aisle, looking at Charles, and she's being kind of annoying. Like, they kind of paint her as like kind of annoying because she's like, "Dad, you're holding me too tight."
Oh,
you know, she's a little wound up.
Okay.
I don't think it's that bad, but whatever.
I don't think she's annoying. The but thing everyone is, else is
well,
saying
I think does. I mean, movies are supposed to like give you a little bit of context, like into a character by just saying like one thing. And I think this is what they're trying to do is be like, look,
she's kind of difficult.
She's difficult to get married. Not as easy as
Carrie is.
Charlie, yeah. So they get to the wedding vows, and then it gets to the part where it's like, any man who shows cause for why this marriage shouldn't happen, speak now or forever hold your peace.
And
you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Is he going to say something? Is Charlie going to say something? No. His brother taps on the ground.
Oh shit.
And he's like, he signs, I thought of the third option. He's like, what? He's like, will you translate for me? He's like, they're like, what's going on? He's like, I'm going to translate for him. And he starts translating, saying, I think the groom is having doubts. And he's like, this is for the rest of your life, dude. Like, if you have any doubts, like now on your wedding, the day you're supposed to get married, like, you should do something about that.
Yeah.
He's like, I think you love someone else. And then he reads out loud, like, he's saying that the groom thinks he loves someone else. And then the priest is like, do you think that, Charles?
This feels like his brother's giving him a mount, where like he could say that his brother said anything. You know what I mean?
He's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he could have.
That's why he's like, that's why I kind of like that part, is because it's like he could give him an out, being like, you can say whatever you want. And he's like, no, I'm going to actually be honest with myself. And he's like, yeah, actually, I do. And immediately, not Hamish. What's her name?
Henrietta.
Duck lips. Fucking smacks him across the face and he falls on the ground. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill him. And then we cut to him with all his friends hanging out. And he's like, I feel so bad. Poor Hen. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
And Charles is like, I feel bad. And then his brother feels bad. But Tom's like, let's tell you some facts, though. Like, if you weren't sure on your wedding day, it's probably the right choice. Like, it sucks, but like, it's only going to end up bad. And now get a knock at the door and they're like, oh, we'll answer it. And Charles is like, no, if it's bad, I'll go answer it. I should face the music. And it's Carrie.
Of course it is.
And she's pouring rain outside.
Of course it is. So romantic.
Of course it is. And she's like, I want to make sure you're okay and not going to like kill yourself or something. And he's like, you come inside. He's like, no, I got to go. And so he follows her as she tries to leave. And he says, look, first time in my life, I realized that I was totally in love with one person. Unfortunately, that person was not across from me in the aisle. That person is in front of me right now in the rain. And she's like, is it raining? I forgot. And then and then he says a weird thing, which maybe will make sense in your head. But he says basically like, do you think that you might agree to be with me forever, but not marry me? Would you consider doing that the rest of your life? She's like, I do. And
I
then they kiss.
Because
he's going to be a perpetual bachelor. He's making a joke that he's never going to get married, I think. And she says, I do. And they kiss passionately in the rain. And then the camera pans up and lightning strikes. Because remember, he wants that lightning bolt feeling.
That's right.
Tom, actually, when he met that girl, immediately was like, lightning bolt city. When he met that his second cousin's daughter or whatever, he was like, lightning bolt city.
That is his far-flung
relative.
Relative, yeah.
His hot relative.
Yeah.
And there you go. Then the scene of the movie.
It's cute. It's very cute.
It's cute. I think the ending was just kind of like, all right, wrap it up.
Yeah, I gotta get this up together.
I felt like I would like to see them. Pouring rain is just such a fucking trope that I'm just like.
we have to remember when this movie was made, you know? Maybe this would cause the trope.
Yeah, Notebook wasn't there to ruin all water scenes forever, rain scenes.
What do you want? It's cute.
Yeah,
I am genuinely shocked they had. Well, I want to say I'm shocked that they had the balls to kill off like a actual character I liked, but also I'm not that surprised that they fridged a gay. You know what I mean?
that's true. Yeah, actually, now that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. But it was someone you liked, right? Like it made sense to kill someone like probably your favorite character.
Yeah, he was my favorite.
He was super fun. Yeah. Everyone liked him.
Yeah. And I'm glad that he didn't break Matthew's heart. I was worried that was gonna happen.
No, it was more tragic than that. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the right way to go about it. But yeah, I was kind of surprised how much I liked this movie. I thought it was way cuter than I expected. Everyone was like pretty reasonable. Like, yeah, people doing shitty things, but you got people doing shitty things.
What happened to Fiona? Did she find love? she find someone? Who cares? She's rich, I guess.
I don't think she finds anything.
Tom found someone.
Tom found someone. Scarlett found someone.
Scarlett found someone. Texan, right?
That Texas guy. Yeah. Everyone else.
Apparently, Charles's brother David is with not anybody, even though that
I never saw. I literally had no idea until you told me.
It's truly crazy.
Maybe she was adorable. Next to him, but like I didn't.
You didn't. Did not perceive.
Well,
her.
They were not like holding because. His brother had more important things to do, like try to stop this wedding.
With her, yeah, his brother.
So
yeah.
It was like, no romance time, babe. I got to save my brother. Yeah. So I didn't see him. But yeah, I don't know. It was cute. It was a cute movie. I was kind of surprised how much I kind of ended up enjoying it.
There's aspects of this I think could be adapted. I think that would be really interesting. Like,
Yeah.
Because I think the thing that like it makes this movie so strong, too, is the cast.
Cast is good.
I think it's not like the best directed movie in the world, but I think that like the cast like really helps this movie like work out.
I think they all have good chemistry with each other, regardless 100%. If they're like good people or not. They all bounce off each other pretty well.
But nobody here is like awful, which is nice. Like you say, like the St. Elmo's Fire thing. Like everyone here like is genuinely seems genuinely to care
like,
about each other.
He does problematic. Like the worst thing he does is like talk shit about his girlfriend to his like next girlfriend, right? Whatever. That's like something that happens sometimes.
Ethan's
I'm sure.
Who hasn't done that?
Who hasn't done that? I mean, honestly, though, who hasn't done that? Now you think about it, right? Like, who hasn't talked shit about their ex, right?
I haven't really.
You've talked shit to me your exes.
Have I?
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
All right.
But not anything
they were
like.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. See? It's not that crazy,
it's just
what sucks when you get them all together. Yeah. It sucks and makes it feels bad, but like, yeah. So yeah, no one here was like completely awful. It wasn't like, oh my god, this person's like they're being like literally like toxic to each other.
The worst person in the world.
Yeah, they're all having like kind of what feels like realistic emotions to things, and it's not
drama.
It's not the best, but it's nothing that's like canceled. You know,
no, we're not gonna cancel Charles.
Not gonna cancel Hugh Grant.
No,
except when he gets in that Oompa Loompa suit.
When he gets in the Oompa Loompa suit, or when he's in that one religious movie where he's just like, you need to choose between these two doors.
Yes, that one.
Heretic.
Heretic, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, but it was weird watching young Hugh Grant and going like, oh man, he plays an Oompa Loompa.
It does feel weird. I think he's a little cutie, though. He's a little cutie,
he's cute.
Young guy.
Did he put the glasses on at any point during
the
movie?
Yes, he did.
And I'm like, and then he takes them off because he's like super self-conscious. And I'm like, bro, you look so good with those glasses on. What are you doing?
It's realistic for me, though. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I got to take my glasses off.
You
like
are Hugh Grant. And I guess I'm the dead guy.
I hope I'm not as awful as him, or as like
you're not as awful as him. You're not a bad guy.
But I relate to him a little bit. I see.
That's fine.
He seems like a human character. I think if anything, Carrie is kind of the least like
a like realistic person.
Yeah, she's kind of like a weird, like British version of a manic pixie dream girl in a way, where she's
yet
just
an
like,
American.
An American, right? So she's like, ooh, I'm gonna go marry this rich Scottish guy, and I'm just going to talk about how I've had sex with so many people, and I grew up in the country. It's all different.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I would like to see the movie from her perspective a bit, where she's just like, I'm going to lie to this British guy about, like, my body count.
Yeah.
See how he responds, you know? Like, I'm going to marry this, like, old Scottish man, because maybe she comes from a place where she doesn't have a lot of money and she needs to, you know, like support herself or whatever, you know?
I think
those big hats don't buy themselves.
Those big hats don't buy themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
It's
cute.
How many kisses are you going to give it?
I'd give it 4. I think 4 kisses.
You know what? I think I'm going to give it, like, I'm going to give it 4 as well.
Oh, I thought that might have been 3.5.
All right. I'll give it 3.5. Wait. There you go. 3.5.
That sounded pretty similar. Got to do it one more time.
Okay.
Nah, it sounds the same. I know you're doing it, like, visually you're doing it differently.
I'm trying.
It sounds the same.
Maybe there's no half here.
Yeah, you know
what
you do? A little raspberry in there.
There you
a little
go.
Raspberry in there.
I'll give it like 3.5.
That's
I
like a little,
cute.
Little goofy thing you do to your significant other, right? 3 kisses and a raspberry.
3 kisses and a raspberry. Yeah.
Yeah.
3 kisses, and then you go for a sensitive area and you just like blow your skin.
Nothing shows love like that, but
we've all done that.
Who hasn't done that?
We've all done that.
I have to talk a shit about your ex to your current girlfriend. Give him 3 kisses and a raspberry.
But yeah, it's cute. This was definitely not the worst rom-com I've ever seen.
No, honestly, it's probably the better rom-coms we've seen, which is kind
of
strange.
Yeah.
There's just little bits of it I kind of wish were better. Like, I just think the ending was just kind of like, eh.
It's kind
of
meh.
I think their chemistry was like,
Carrie and Charles's chemistry was a bit
it's waning, a little weak.
But everyone else's chemistry was pretty adorable.
Everyone else was fun. I think that's the thing. The supporting cast was better than the main
romance,
I think.
I like the supporting cast a lot.
So maybe that's why it felt like nothing when the ending kind of happened. It was just like, oh yeah, they got together, whatever.
They didn't spend enough time together. You know, it's like Charles is like, I felt a lightning bolt. I'm in love with this person. I'm just like, yeah, she seems cool, I guess. But also she's willing to cheat on her fiance with you 3 months before marrying
him.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know, you get him how you got him. Wait,
you get him how you got
him. No, you lose him how you get him. That's
you
it.
Lose him how you get him.
Yeah.
Guys, have you lost or gained anyone? Email us, email at theotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram. We're also on Discord, and we have a Blue Sky. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, Shakespeare in Love came last weekend. You can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read in the show no matter what it says, even if it is a love letter.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy. Well,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else. No, an embarrassing best man speech.
Ooh, there you go.
Write it.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm sad I didn't get any best man speeches in my half. Though it sounds like I lucked out.
You kind of did. The best man speeches are pretty lacking in my half of the movie.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll go to 4 weddings and not a funeral at some point in the future.
We'll see. We'll see. Good night, everybody. 'd you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.